namo bhagavate vasudevaya om 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 namo bhagavate vasudevaya Hare Krishna Shishirara Rasa Bihari Shishirara Rasa Bihari
Hum log bhi Krishna ji aur Radha ji ke bhakt
hain Ah yes nice Bhaya dharma maya tubhyam sankshepano pavarnita Atmara parama dharma prapananam atochate In this way, I have briefly described the external activities of the surrendered souls. Now, I will describe the activities hidden in their hearts. So, now comes a secret in spiritual life. You will be very surprised. Externally, the surrendered souls pray, they take initiation, and serve the spiritual master. So many things have been described, but now listen what they have hidden in their hearts. Accepting the nature of one of Sri Radha's gopi friends, one should carefully serve the divine couple day and night without ever becoming fatigued. This means one should meditate about one's constitutional nature as a servant of Srimati Radharani and think of himself without becoming fatigued to be like that. O best of sages, I have thus told you something that is very confidential. This is the most secret of all secrets. It should be concealed with great care. It's amazing. Sadashiva only mentions it one time, this manjari or gopi bhava which one should adopt, and then he's silent about it. He does not speak again about it. He says it should be concealed. Then he goes on, O Narada, thus I have described to you the mantra, the parts of the mantra. They who are qualified to chant the mantra, spiritual activities, and the result attained by performing spiritual activities and chanting the mantra. Following this teaching, you will attain the direct service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, O Brahmana. They will always protect you. Of this, there is no doubt. To a person who once surrenders to the Lord and says, O Lord, I am yours, Lord Hari gives direct devotional service. Let us say this together, please. To a person who once surrenders to the Lord and says, O Lord, I am yours, O Lord, I am yours, Lord Hari gives direct devotional service. Of this, I have no doubt. So, this is very easy. Madhva Muni, you have just left. You were called. When we read this one sentence, when you say it, you get direct devotional service without doubt. So, just you have missed it. But yeah, Kishori will tell you what is the sentence. Now I will tell you a very wonderful secret. A secret I directly heard from Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And now Sadashiva talks about his past, where he was living somewhere else, not in Vrindavan. You might ask, well, how did he come to Vrindavan? What happened? He's usually somewhere else. What made him leave this? And so it says, in the past I lived deep in the forest on Mount Kailash's summit. I was chanting the jewel of mantras and I meditated on Lord Narayan. I think he must have chanted Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. Pleased with me, the Lord appeared in my meditation and said, you may ask for a boon. I suddenly opened my eyes and I saw before me the same Lord as he stood on Garuda with the goddess of fortune at his side. I bowed down again and again, and then I said to the husband of the goddess of fortune, O supreme controller, O ocean of mercy, I wish that with my own eyes I may see your original form, the best of all your forms, a form the great sages say is eternal, the giver of bliss, the abode of all bliss, beyond the modes of nature, beyond material deeds, peaceful and spiritual. So after having darshan, full darshan of Lord Narayan, Shiva just says, show me your original form. Where can I find it? And Lord Narayan is very happy and said to me, today you will see the form your heart desires. Go to the place named Vrindavan, which is on the western shore of the Yamuna. After speaking these words, the master of the universe, accompanied by the goddess of fortune, suddenly disappeared. Then I went to the beautiful shore of the Yamuna. There I saw the master of the demigods, Lord Krishna. And now he describes exactly how Krishna looked like. And we will just hear this. It's in three verses. He was a cowherd youth. He was charming and beautiful. His left hand was gracefully placed on the shoulder of Srimati Radharani. Krishna stood in the midst of many gopis, laughing and making them laugh. The hearts of the gopis were filled with love. And they were beautiful, full of auspiciousness and virtues. when Lord Krishna saw me, he spoke to me with words of nectar. "Oh Shiva," Krishna said, "I could understand your desire. That is why I have now come before your eyes." So it seems that Krishna, who was laughing and smiling, had arranged the whole adventure, that first Lord Shiva had a full darshan of Lord Narayan, and Lord Narayan, when he asked Lord Narayan for the original form of Godhead, he immediately directed him to the Yamuna, and there on the shore of the Yamuna he sees Lord Krishna. This is very nice truth. The Yamuna is herself a great devotee. Why? Because she always serves Krishna and also Radha and Krishna. When the Yamuna hears the beautiful flute play of Krishna, she stops her waves and goes into the opposite direction, trying to float to the lotus feet of Krishna. And she tries to make waves so that she can touch the lotus feet of Krishna. But then she feels, "I should not just touch the lotus feet for my own enjoyment. I should actually come and offer something." So she becomes full of desire to please Krishna and develops whirlpools, and these separate the lotus flowers from their stems, and then she takes the lotus flowers and throws them with her waves on Krishna's lotus stopala, on Krishna's lotus feet. Also, when Radha and Krishna bathe, the gopis are usually dressed in white and white bathing suits or bathing outfit. It's basically a white sari, and they play with Krishna in the water of the Yamuna. The Yamuna washes the kumkum and the musk and everything away from the gopis' wonderful bodies, and is therefore very fragrant with these substances. And many, many pastimes take place where the divine couple enjoy themselves in the waters of the Yamuna. And in this way, the Yamuna provides a playing ground, a lila stan, for the bathing of Radha and Krishna. Krishna is so grateful to the Yamuna because the Yamuna helps him to meet Radharani. When Radharani goes to the Yamuna to get some water for the household from the Yamuna, Krishna often hides in a tree. And as Radharani approaches the Yamuna, she sees this tree and goes in the shade of the tree, thinking deeply of Krishna. "When will I meet Krishna?" And then as she thinks like this, she opens her eyes and says, "My God, am I haunted?" Because she sees mirrored in the water of the Yamuna the very person she thinks of. So she thinks that Krishna has somehow found a safe way into her heart, so that now everywhere she is, she sees Krishna, she runs away from the Yamuna. It's not easy to meet Radharani, not even for Krishna. And that's why Krishna is so grateful for the Yamuna, because Radharani is attracted to get water from the Yamuna, so he can hide there. Also, when Radharani takes her bath in the Yamuna, Krishna bathes downstream, so that the beautiful bathing water of Srimati Radharani touches his body, and he becomes immersed in transcendental happiness. So when you are, it's very interesting, when you are together with a nice devotee, you always have to think of Krishna. His Krishna consciousness or her Krishna consciousness goes somehow into you. Like we saw today, this nice devotee who worshipped in a temple with so much devotion, and we felt enlivened in our own devotion, isn't it? We felt enlivened. So Yamuna worships Krishna, Radha and Krishna, with so much devotion. So that's when you stay at the bank of the river Yamuna, Madhva in Kashori. This is one of my secrets. Listen very carefully and don't allow that sleep overwhelms you. When you are going to the bank of the river Yamuna, you feel part of her Krishna consciousness coming into you. Devotion is infective. Therefore, those who know the secrets of Krishna Bhakti just sit at the banks of the river Yamuna and don't go anywhere. They just sit there, because the devotion of Yamuna Mai will come into you. She's a great devotee who sees Radha and Krishna. And she especially likes when you sit at her banks, read about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and chant with happiness the glories of Radha and Krishna. Yamuna is so pleased that she will offer you her special shelter. I'm a Yamuna Bhakta. So tomorrow, if we are still alive in our vrata, we will hear with our own ears what Krishna wants to reveal to Narada Muni about his personal form. There is one secret which he says, for instance, he would say that he loves Vrindavan so much that he never takes one step out of Vrindavan. You will hear many things, and most probably it will be so intense tomorrow what we hear, that we will secretly pack our luggage, jump into the next ox cart and go to Vrindavan. we will be very enthusiastic and inspired. But for now, I want to say, all those who listen, we have chanted and chanted and chanted, every little prana is out in Puri somewhere. Now we will just somehow try to struggle our way into the mosquito tent and just spend the night in the shade of the mosquito tent. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. re 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 si ra re sha.